This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger, inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Get ready. You're tuned in to Tea Time Unfiltered with your girl, Lovely Tea, bringing you the hottest trending topics on social media. Stay connected. Instagram.com/LovelyTea2002.
Hey, you guys, welcome to another episode of Tea Time Unfiltered with your girl, Lovely Tea. Hey, you guys, happy Friday. I hope you guys are doing good today, honey. So welcome to another episode of Tea Time Unfiltered. And I definitely had to go to the podcast on this one, okay? So for y'all who don't know, shout out to all my Discorders and my Instagrammers because y'all kind of saw the drama go down this morning. So yesterday after I did my live stream, I ended up going to sleep kind of early because I was really tired. So I woke up this morning kind of early and I'm going through my emails and I noticed that I got two emails from YouTube support. So I was kind of confused, like, damn, what the hell is going on here? So I click on the emails and the emails basically state that I got not one, but two privacy complaints from an individual regarding my content. So I'm like, damn, privacy complaints. Okay, well, let me go ahead and click the link and see what videos these are. It pops up. Shekinah Joe gets a restraining order against Sabrina Peterson, a video from 3 years ago. So then the second video that was also submitted for a privacy complaint comes up. T.I. and Tiny deny Sabrina's allegations, plus Shekinah Joe breaks down crying and backtracks. Full breakdown. So that was the live stream that I did this weekend. And so at first, I didn't really have proof right away, but I suspected it was Shekinah because Shekinah had also slid into my DMs. I didn't open them. And then she also sent me a friend request, which I just ignored. And I guess because I ignored her and paid her no attention, she got mad and tried to go run and file a privacy complaint on me. So this is what I posted on Instagram. I said, one of these four people tried to file a privacy complaint on me late last night. It was either Shekinah, Sabrina, T.I., or Tiny. If I were a betting person, I would say with Shekinah. She must be in her feelings again because I kept the 100 in my live stream about how she tried to demand that I take down my video only to use my content to help her a year later in her case against Sabrina. So now you're filing complaints on me because I don't want to respond to your DMs. Let me tell you something. I don't care who you are. You have one chance with me. Once you have shown me your true colors, you will never get a response from me or waste my energy. Hence your DM messages being ignored. I'm tired of you harassing me when I've done nothing to you. I even still defended you in my most recent live stream. But now that you keep trying to silence me, I wonder what the fuck you're trying to hide if you have nothing to do with the BS. Like I said, she's the most likely suspect, but I don't put anything past these hedonistic weirdos. So that's what I wrote on Instagram. It had a lot of likes, comments. And so then people made me aware that Shekinah had did a live stream and people recorded her. And during her live stream, she had stated that she was going to start going after bloggers on YouTube with her lawyer to get the content pulled down. So I want y'all to listen to this really quick.
I have paid someone, my attorney, to go and stop you guys from doing what you're doing, okay? Next thing I want to tell you guys, okay? I want to let you know this. Stop using my name, okay? You all need to stop speaking on me. It makes you all look lame as fuck that every day some kind of way I come up in your voice. I come up in your conversations. I'm not thinking about you. So while you always want to have lies and throwing my name in the mix, talk about yourself and the stuff that you got going on and the stuff in your life and which way you trying to move in the life. You understand me? Because I am not thinking about you. I want you to understand and know that. You know what I'm saying? It's like every day, y'all, Shekinah this, Shekinah that. It's to the point, it's sickening. You have to grow up.
Now, what I find very funny about this is that Shekinah now wants to go lawyer up But only to come against YouTubers. So let me go ahead and read to you guys what I wrote on Instagram in case you're not on there. So I said, my intuition is always right. Thank you to everyone who sent me the live stream of Shekinah stating that she was going to go get her lawyers to take down videos of bloggers talking about her. Now, what I find funny is Shekinah put herself in this situation that had nothing to do with her. Shortly after her rant about Sabrina, Tiny, and T.I., Funky and others reported that she herself had been implicated in stories that were sent to Sabrina. Shekinah then turned around and tried to play victim instead of taking personal responsibility for butting into some shit that had nothing to do with her. Even through all that, I still gave this woman the benefit of the doubt in my live stream and still refused to implicate her without solid evidence. Now you want to come after me and blame bloggers because alleged victims came out implicating you? Make it make sense. I wonder if you're also going to go after the Shade Room, who blasted your original live stream to over 20 million people. Their reach is far greater than any black YouTuber who has spoken on this story. Last but not least, let's get this clear. I don't speak on this woman day in, day out. The whole 10 years that I've been on YouTube, I've done 3 videos on this woman. The delusions of grandeur make no sense to me. The only lawyer that she needs to contact is a criminal defense lawyer. Her actions are really starting to make me wonder about her. So that is what I wrote this morning. And again, like I said, if you guys go back and you watch a live stream, never attack this woman. If anything, I had her back. I said, I don't feel like Shekinah would be involved in this. I've never gotten that type of energy from her. But I told her flat out, you need to stop running and putting your neck out there for people who don't put their neck out there for you. That's what I told her. I gave her nothing but solid advice. Me and her don't have to speak. I don't have to reply back to her DMs. I don't give a fuck about a blue check mark. I'm not starstruck and I don't get impressed by none of that shit. You come at me foul and you disrespect me when I've done nothing to you. Even in those 3 videos I've made about Shekinah, none of them had disrespected her. None of them had been mean. I've seen people tear that girl down, talk about her body, talk about her accent and everything else. I've never done that. I've always kept it to the topic, and for the most part, I've always had her back, so I don't know what her beef is with me, but the shit is getting fucking tiring, okay? You're talking about I can't talk about you on YouTube? I'm gonna talk about you on my podcast then. How about that? You didn't know I had other forums to communicate. And guess what? I get just as many views and listens on my podcast as I do on YouTube. Don't play with me. I will not be silenced by you or any of your cohorts because this is my issue, okay? Let's talk about the real tea. What it is you're mad at YouTubers because you and Tiny tried to start your own show called the Tiny Joe Show. Okay, y'all started this show 10 months ago when Corona first hit. Oh, y'all had good production, good lighting, good backdrops. And guess what? Nobody gave a fuck. Okay? Nobody watched that shit. Y'all have episodes that have been up for 10 months and y'all still ain't broke over 100,000 views. And y'all got episodes that's been out for over 10 months. Okay? The first episode, they had T.I. in there and it still only got 164 views. I can make a video or a live stream and within a week, I'm already at those numbers that y'all have been struggling to get for the past 10 months. That's where the real animosity is. And I'm so tired of these celebrities trying to play when they want to be a celebrity. When they want to brag and talk about, you know, what they have and they want to throw it in people's faces, then they're a celebrity. But then when it comes to them being the topic at hand, then they want to be regular people. Fuck that. You can't have your cake and eat it too. You got a blue check mark for a reason. You got 3 million followers for a reason. And you're not going to punk me. You might be able to jump in all these other people's DMs and tell them to take down this and take down that. You're not doing that to me. I'm still going to have my voice. I'm still going to say what I got to say. And I'm still going to be respectful with it. Okay? I'm just tired of the nonsense. What this is, it boils down to jealousy. A lot of these celebs are mad because they're trying their hand on YouTube and they're trying to be commentators and nobody's biting. No matter how high the production is, me with my motherfucking rack of shoes behind me get more views than you two celebrities. And that's where the real jealousy is. Because you're not going after the Shade Room. You're not going after Hollywood Unlocked. But you keep threatening YouTubers. You keep going after YouTubers and trying to talk about you getting your lawyer on YouTubers. For what? Because they're getting more views than you? That to me is really suspect because when, like I said, when you watch the 3 videos I've done on Shekinah, I've never disrespected this woman. but you keep sending little bullshit to me. You keep trying to go to get lawyers. You keep trying to slip in my DMs and ask me to take this and this down. I'm not taking down shit. Okay? If YouTube decides to take it down, that's on YouTube. I'm not taking down anything. And this podcast ain't coming down either. Because at this point, it's ridiculous. This is nothing but censorship. And this is somebody trying to use their celebrity to try and punk other people. I could see if I was defaming your character, if I was going in on you, or if I made videos about you day in, day out. You don't garner traffic to my channel. You don't garner views to my channel. The only reason why people are even talking about you right now is because you inserted yourself into some shit that had nothing to do with you. Had you sat down and ate your food, you wouldn't even be on the blogs right now. Remember, you told the world that Sabrina was recruiting girls for Tiny and T.I. You told the world that Sabrina, you know what I'm saying, slept with Tiny and slept with T.I. and she knows how they taste. Those words came out your mouth. Nobody knew all of that. So to me, the fact that you're trying to silence people like me and others, now I'm giving Shekinah the side eye, like, what's really good? What's the real tea? Because this doesn't make any sense. You're hitting folks with privacy notices. You're running to lawyer up. You put your foot in your mouth and now you're mad at everybody else. How does that work, ma'am? Please explain. Because I'm highly, highly confused. Okay? This shit don't make no sense whatsoever. See, the problem is she ran to go run her mouth and speak on something without thinking it thoroughly. And then what happened is alleged victims, quote unquote, were like, hold up. You want to talk about us? You were recruiting people too. Here goes a snippet of Funky Dineva talking about it on his show.
If Tiny would pay that hoe some attention, she wouldn't be even into it right now with Tia. She's looking for fucking attention. She wants Tiny. She obsessed with Tiny. Like, she wants Tiny to be her girlfriend. Now, listen, this is my thing. If it came out, the Tip pulled a gun on her, right? How do we change from Tip not the victim no more? Tip is the victim and Tiny now is the legend. How do we go from that? So she done got mad at Tamika for taking up her fucking husband. Here go the whole goddamn thing. She has a problem. She ain't talked about nothing about how she fucked Tamika and Tip. I said what I said. Why she ain't talking about how she done sucked his dick and fucked her and her pussy? Why we ain't talking about that? Let's get into it. Yeah. Y'all want to talk about that? Let's get into it. I'm trying to figure out why she ain't told y'all how much pussy she done. Why she ain't told y'all about she wanted the women who used to go recruit the bitches for them to fuck. What's up? Hey. Hey, now they got a real seat. She been getting fucked. And she women empowerment. Why she didn't tell y'all that she done had some of that dick too? Why she didn't tell y'all? She talking about all the rest of these folk running around here getting fucked. Why she didn't tell y'all she been fucked?
The situation. One of the stories even implicated Shekinah as being a third party person to help recruit the girls for this situation. So words to the wise, I'm not going to lie to you, and I'm just being real. Shekinah, you might want to be quiet, and you might want to distance yourself from this thing publicly. I'm not saying don't support your friend, but you also might want to get some legal counsel as well, because if this thing takes wheels and your ass been around or your ass gets subpoenaed because you know something, this is not going to be good.
I could never recruit you because I don't know my friend in that life to recruit you for her. Because she don't talk to me about that kind of stuff. We are like sisters. Like, we talking about, like, money and how to make things happen. We're not talking about women and how to go find a woman and what to do. This, because that's not what I'm on. Okay? So, I don't know anything. Because that's a hurting thing for a woman to say that I tried to pick you up. Bitch, I have never tried to pick none of you bitches up. I don't fuck with women. I'm not gay. I don't want to eat no pussy. I don't even suck dick. So how could you put that shit on me? No, I'm not full of shit. Your mama was, bitch.
All right, you just heard that snippet. So now that she got herself caught up into some shit and people are coming out against her, now you want to be mad at all of us? But you came out the woodwork and brought that on yourself, which I find very, very interesting. She's taking her anger and frustration out on the wrong people. All we're doing is reporting the news. It's funny that you and Tiny can have a YouTube show giving y'all's opinion and reporting and doing commentary on whatever. But when other people report commentary on you, it's an issue. Like I always tell people, the commentary game ain't for everybody. If you can't handle when you're the subject, you shouldn't be giving your opinion on a motherfucking thing. And that's real talk. I'm the same way. I talk about everything under the sun. You've never seen me, my fucking feelings, flagging videos and doing all types of fuck shit because other people are talking about me. I don't give a shit. If anything, these weirdos bring me more views and more subscribers. So it is what it is. Talk on. It makes me no difference because when I turn out this laptop and this internet shit is off, I'm in the real world enjoying my life with my children. So I just find it funny when people want to do commentary and then once they're the subject of commentary, they want to get in their feelings. You need to decide. You want to be a commentator? You want to have a show with Tiny or not? Well, it looks like the audience decided for y'all, but, you know, I digress. You know, so the whole situation is a hot mess. This is a sponsored podcast. Please listen to this advertisement, and I'll be right back with the rest of this podcast. So today's show sponsor is EveryPlate.com, and I personally love them. I've used them several times. Basically, with EveryPlate.com, you get to choose from 12 delicious, affordable recipes. They put everything that you need in a box, ingredients, seasonings, the meat, the potatoes. Just whatever you order will be in that box for you to cook. Everything is freshly prepared. It saves time and you can have a home cooked meal in less than 30 minutes. Also, one thing to remember is that even at regular price, every plate is up to 58% cheaper than other major meal kits out there. So in order to try every plate for just $1.99 per meal, plus an additional 20% off of your next two boxes, just go on to everyplate.com and make sure you enter in the following code, TEATIME199. Once again, you want to go on to everyplate.com and enter the code TEATIME199. That's over $100 in value. Make sure y'all check out everyplate.com. They have legit showed me love from day one, and I appreciate it. They are a big supporter of Tea Time Unfiltered with your girl, Lovely T. So now, because she kind of want to run her mouth, I bet you anything, her stupid live stream was probably the nail in the coffin. Because if y'all do not know, it has just been reported as of an hour ago that T.I. and Tiny's Friends and Family Hustle has suspended production amid the sexual abuse allegations. So this is really serious. Yesterday was reported that Lisa Bloom came out and she said that so many victims have contacted her and that she is now representing one of those victims. Possibly more in the future, but at least one for sure. And she's not going to represent somebody without no type of receipts. So again, where there's smoke, there's fire. So this is what Deadline.com and Hollywood Unlock are both reporting as of an hour ago. This is their exclusive. They're saying over the past week, actor rapper Tip T.I. Harris and his wife Tamika Tiny Harris stars in VH1's reality TV series T.I. and Tiny's Friend and Family Hustle have faced a range of sexual abuse accusations, including trafficking, drugging, coercing women. The duo have denied in the strongest way possible these appalling allegations, threatening possible legal action against the accuser. With the matter still ongoing, filming on Tiny and T.I.'s Friends and Family Hustle has been put on hold. The show had been shooting its fourth season in Atlanta since December. So this is coming from MTV offices. They're saying, we are aware of the allegations, and while they are not connected to our show, we have reached out to Tiny and Tamika Harris, as well as local and state officials, an MTV Entertainment spokesperson said in a statement to Deadline. Given the serious nature of the allegations, we had decided to suspend production in order to gather more information. According to sources, the decision to pause production was made mutually by MTV Entertainment, T.I. and Tamika Harris. I hear also on hold our previously announced plans for spring season 4 premiere. So this is really serious. Their bag really has been frozen right now due to these allegations. And I'm sure their big mouth friend did not help the situation. Also, T.I., you know, talking in the forest and running his mouth probably didn't help the situation either. But now you're seeing a lot of these companies backing away. I've also noticed a lot of celebrities are not speaking on this situation. Everybody is staying out this situation with the 10-foot pole, because one thing you don't want to get caught up in is anything that has to do with the abuse of women or minors or things like that, especially in 2021. The Me Too movement is no joke. The Time's Up movement is no joke. And social media is no joke. Like I said before on my live stream, I believe this is a deeper situation. I believe a lot of this goes back to politics. Okay, I believe that's where a lot of this is stemming from, but that doesn't negate the accusations. The accusations are not for me to judge. They're not for me to say they are guilty or not guilty. That's not my place. That needs to take place in the court of law, not in the public opinions of social media. I said that from day one. Now, if you guys do not know, another thing that's hit the net is that the Time's Up / Me Too movement, they're now speaking up against several black entertainers. They're speaking up against B2K's manager Chris Stokes, Soulja Boy, T.I., and Tiny. So this situation is definitely getting big. And this is what the Time's Up movement had to say. So what they did, they wrote an open letter, and you can go onto their website to check it out. But they wrote an open letter, and it says, "Dear Survivor, over the last week, we know countless of you have come forward with credible accusations of horrific sexual abuse and violence at the hands of black celebrities, including Soulja Boy, T.I. and Tiny. R&B singer Razz B has spoken out again about his experience of sexual abuse, yet no media outlet, corporate actors, or system of justice have centered survivor stories or promised accountability. Like you, we are carrying the emotional weight of this news and know that we are reliving a collective trauma akin to exposing Cosby and R. Kelly. Today, we write to hold space for what this moment is bringing up for black survivors. Over the next few days, we know your stories and your experiences of black survivors may be dismissed. We know people will try and discredit and scrutinize you. We know people will evaluate your stories by a set of questions that shift responsibility from the accuser to the accused. What were they wearing? What did they do for a living? What is the social status of the abuser? And we know that when the alleged abusers are not only famous, but are held up as pillars in the black community, the tendency will be to sweep these allegations under the rug. We know this because we have seen it time and time again. When these questions begin to surface, we know that they are based on respectability politics, a false set of principles that many times shape who we view as deserving of safety, protection, and autonomy over their lives and bodies. Today, as we write a call to action to resist that urge to consider what's at stake for black survivors if we don't treat their stories with dignity, respect, and care. The tendency to ignore, mock, challenge, and discredit the stories of black survivors is an attempt to coerce us into silence. And this too is an act of violence. The silencing of our stories leaves us unprotected. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, 1 in 5 black women are survivors of rape. The reverberating impact of silence and trauma spans across generations." So that is coming straight from the Me Too movement. So like I said, this situation, along with many others, are getting real. The whole Chris Stokes situation, I've always believed Razz B. That situation has been out here for years, and people have swept that under the rug. They dismiss Razz B as being crazy and everything else, but now it's coming to light. You know, like we've been saying for a long time, 2020 is the year of exposure, and 2021 is just an extension of that. Again, if these people are innocent and they've done nothing wrong, let the courts handle that. But this is the problem when you invite any and everybody into your bedroom. This is the problem when you're partaking in things and you're not having a clear mind. When you're high and you're snorting and you're popping pills and getting drunk and all that stuff. You are basically putting yourself in a situation where it might be all fun and games, you know, in, you know, 2007. But now a lot of these things are coming to rear their ugly heads. And it's really disturbing. Like I was saying on my live stream yesterday, you know, everybody's grown. You know, folks can do what they want to do in the bedroom, but be prepared for the consequences. And again, I believe that a lot of this stuff is being pushed in the media, in the music, on the television shows, as a low-key recruitment tool.
I'm not saying that, you know, your coochie is born. I'm just saying if you get if you get boring to your man, maybe you want to spice things up. You know, that's not what a dude would want. Just like you don't want a girl in there, but something got to happen. Bring another bitch in there. Y'all can tweet what y'all doing in there. That's, you don't want that. You don't want it to be, you don't want it to get boring. But all these bitches are like, I ain't letting my nigga fuck another bitch. Blah, blah, blah. Baby, he doing it already anyways. He's already doing it. Just because you're not letting him do it, don't mean he's not doing it. He's already doing it. You might as well have him do it with you.
Is this something that you guys have done frequently in having menage a trois?
No, that's what I'm saying. I think that's the mix-up. You know what I'm saying? People hear it and think that it's like a thing where it's like every day we just taking bitches down. Like, that's not that. It just be those times where, like, we just, like, if we on vacation, like, our anniversary, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just certain times where, like, you know, like, in the beginning, I wanted to try it. Like I said, I'm Dora the Explorer.
If you think I'm going to bring somebody else into my doggone marriage, your marriage, you might as well not even be married. It's not going to work.
That's how you feel, Gary. Some other couples feel different. A lot of people are doing this in today's society.
That and is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous to you, and it's ridiculous to a lot of older people.
Would you want a threesome?
It's working for them. That's my opinion.
That ain't working for them. That's women that's insecure and damn scared of their husbands.
I also want to get into some candy-coated confessions. Mm. Take a look.
Have you guys ever had a threesome? Like, do you guys see with other people?
No, we've never.
I already said
threesome. Right, me too.
I've never. No, I've gone to the strip club, but no.
And you and Ty like threesomes.
Do you make them sign like an NDA if you were going to do this?
Yeah.
No, seriously.
Yes.
Giselle, NDAs before threesomes, do you think it's a good idea? What is your take on it?
I think it's an excellent idea. And it made me feel like... Andy, I might want to throw myself into your threesome because I know no one's going to find out.
Here's my thing. I just say deny, deny, deny.
Why are threesomes being talked about so much just in a public fashion as if this is just what everybody does in their bedroom? And I believe that the reason why shows like The Real Housewives of Atlanta and, you know, music artists are pushing this so that way it desensitizes young girls and young boys. Because if we talk about threesomes enough, we talk about NDAs enough. So now when I see you walking down the street, pretty young thing who just turned, you know, 21 or, you know, cute little young boy who's 19. Now when I approach you about doing a threesome, your guards are going to be down. Why? Because you've watched me on TV. You think you know me. And you know how I get down. So now you're flattered, like, oh my gosh, he talked about this on episode such and such on Real Housewives of Atlanta about threesomes and NDAs, and now they're approaching me. But again, and I'm not saying that all these people, well, I'm talking for the grown ones. The minors, there is no, oh, I gave consent. A minor is a minor. So this is minors aside. But for the grown ones who gave consent, understand, like some of them emails said, you're walking into the devil's den. You might think you're just in for a freaky time with your favorite celebrity, and you might mess around, and next thing you know, you are busted open from the rooty to the tootie, having to have surgery. You never know what you're signing up for in these situations. Remember the movie Eyes Wide Shut? A lot of this stuff is ritualistic. I can't get deep on it on YouTube. But if you really understand what's going on here, a lot of these things are ritualistic. Not only is a lot of this stuff ritualistic, a lot of this stuff is sex magic as well. Like I spoke about yesterday on YouTube that when you have sex with somebody, it's a transfer of energy. Some of these people are hooking up with younger people to take some of their energy, to take some of their essence, because they are now aging in this industry. And this industry ages you quick. So how can you stay young and hip and vibrant and relevant? By sleeping with younger people and taking their energy. It's all esoterical. It's don't look at this as just, you know, sex. I'm just getting off. I'm just busting a quick nut. It goes so deep, you guys. The one person I do really respect when it comes to threesomes who's talked about it very honestly, surprisingly enough, Amber Rose. She's one of the few celebrities who I've seen talk about threesomes and who talked about, you know, she did it because pressure that she felt because she was getting older and, you know, she wanted to keep her man and she thought it was the right move. And in the end, she was left feeling empty. She was left feeling like, you know, she was just used, basically. And that's what a lot of that is, especially when you're talking about a power dynamic, a money dynamic. a lot of times you are just a body, you are just a vessel, you are just a spirit to these people. And once they suck you up like a damn succubus and cut you a check, you're out the door.
We kind of just got together and it was cool, but it was a guy and it was a girl. And it was fucking horrible.
Oh, see, that's not what I thought you were going to tell me. I thought you were going to tell me it was the most amazing thing you've ever done and you can't wait to do it again.
It was the worst. I literally am having sleepless nights.
Whoa. Horrible because of them? Horrible because of what happened?
It's horrible because I'll be honest with you, Chris. I felt the pressure getting older to experience new things. Mm. And I did it against my better judgment because I really, you know, I'm just like, yo, I talk about sex a lot and I promote that. And I'm like, you know what? I need to have more experiences. And so I did it and I hated it because I feel like I'm a very passionate lover and I like that one-on-one passion. I like to feel that. And so with the threesome, I kind of felt like there was no passion. There was no like kissing and like rolling around and, you know, all those moments that I enjoy. It just wasn't there. I feel really crazy that I did it and I probably will not do it again.
Yes, that money might make you happy temporarily, but then when you start thinking back to all the shit that you did for that money, it really starts to fuck with people. This is why so many people are now coming out against T.I. and Tiny. Because a lot of these people, they've been sitting on this for the past few years. And they're like, damn, I was really used. Damn, I really got played. Damn, I was young and dumb and I didn't know. So that's what I'm saying. Understand that this goes way deeper than just having sex, than just hooking up with a celebrity. There's a lot of things behind this esoterically. And this is why it's being pushed. This is why it's being normalized. When we were growing up, there was all types of freaky deaky shit. But people kept it to themselves. This wasn't pushed. You didn't push this to young children. You did what you did with your little older friends. You know, husband swap, wife swapped. People may have heard little rumors and speculations, but that was it. Now you got grown folks who literally don't know you and will walk up to you in the club and be like, can you come home with me, my girl? Or my girl thinks you're fine, or my guy thinks you're cute, and we really want to have a threesome. Bitch, you don't know if my ass is burning right now. What the fuck are you talking? You don't know if I have an ST. You don't know nothing about me. I could be burning and have all types of shit. No, I don't want to sleep with you and your husband. But that's how bold people are because it's so seen as just acceptable. And people look at it with no consequences and think as long as you're getting a check or somebody's giving you money, it's okay. And what a lot of young girls are realizing is that they were used and it was not okay and they've been left feeling empty. So the rabbit hole definitely goes deep with this whole threesome situation, honey. Chris Stokes touched every last one of those boys. I don't want to say anybody's particular name who's not ready to come out yet. Oh, but a lot of them boys are not lying. Okay? There were so many horrors going on in Chris Stokes' home in L.A., talk to some folks who are around that time in L.A., and they'll tell you stories. Nobody is lying on Chris Stokes. And I'm tired of him being able to play victim all these years, being so protective of his own children, meanwhile having no problem violating his own family members. Razz B is a blood relative. Half of these people involved are blood relatives. That is not normal. If you guys don't understand the ritualistic abuse that's being done to young people, especially young black people, I don't know when y'all are going to get it. Y'all can say I'm crazy, I'm over the top, and I'm reaching. But one thing about me is I study. And I know bullshit when I see it. When you got a father so obsessed with their child's hymen, but yet and still, he doesn't seem to have a problem doing all types of nefarious, hedonistic shit behind the scenes. Would you want your child to be involved in all this messiness? You treat folks as children the same way you want folks to treat your children. It's called karma. And that's why he's so stuck on what his child does so much that he's smothering her. He's so on top of her because he knows that he don't put other people's young daughters through some mess. And again, I'm not speaking about any minors because I don't have any proof of that. I'm talking about young people. You can still be young and be over the age of, you know, 18. So this entire situation is crazy. But it's not going to end. They're going to do a thorough investigation. And like I said, from day one, what grown folks choose to do is their business. They better hope that everything that was done was not only consensual, but that all parties involved were sober. Because again, if girls are popping Molly, doing lines, drunk out their mind, you legally cannot consent. And that's fact. So a lot of y'all may want to take what the King of Wakanda, what he's currently going through, y'all might want to take that as a lesson learned and really think and see if, and really think if it's worth it to bring strangers into your bedroom. Like I said, do all the freaky shit you want. It don't make me no difference. That's your business. But you might want to be smart about it. You may want to freak off with a friend that you've known forever who you know will not, you know, get you in some shit like this. All this hooking up with different spirits and creating soul ties with random people, you're asking for a world of trouble. Because when you're exchanging energy, you're also messing with these people's minds. And especially if you're putting them through trauma. And it seems like a lot of that trauma bonding that was attached to T.I. and Tiny allegedly is starting to wear off. And a lot of these so-called alleged victims are waking up and they're singing and they're telling their story. Like I said, there was some fake stories in there, but all them damn stories weren't fake. You got the ambulance chaser herself, Lisa Bloom, now involved. So obviously there's some receipts somewhere. You have MTV backing off. All of these allegations are serious. I wish all these victims, if they are true victims, the best. And hopefully they're willing to go to court and, you know, be honest about what happened to them. And they're doing this for the right reasons and not for fame or clout or anything like that. So again, we're going to have to see how all this plays out. But thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Tea Time Unfiltered with your girl, Lovely T. I'll talk to y'all later. Deuces.
Thank you for listening to today's show. Make sure you join us again soon. For all the latest tea, make sure you follow me on my social media pages. Just put in LoveLyti on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.